People don't know what they're playing with over there in Europe. Maybe that's really the smackdown that's coming, the chastisement that's coming to the continent, as they call it. But in any event, we should be joyous here today that that Our Lady of Victory was proclaimed by Saint Pope Pius V on this day, and that the Muslim Armada was sunk to the bottom of the frickin' Mediterranean Sea. Carl Phillips is the speaker Friday afternoon. So we're going to have live coverage for you. So if you can't make it to the St. Benedict Center Conference, and I'd love to meet almost every one of you. I can't say all. No, I'm kidding. All of you. You still got plenty of time. Plenty of time to go to Catholicism.org, get yourself you and your honey, a couple of tickets, make plans to make air travel. By the by, for whatever reason, air travel right now, this fall, is not that expensive this time of year. I've made two trips, my one to Boston coming up Wednesday and the one I just came back from Kansas City. And relatively speaking, and I booked them late, it was not expensive. So, you can get to the St. Benedict Center several different ways. You can go to Boston, you can fly into Connecticut, you can fly into New Hampshire, or you can drive. It's a beautiful time of year in New England, and it's already, daughter number two told me Friday, it's just starting to get chilly. Chilly every night now. And she didn't see a lot of foliage in Boston where she is, or in Brighton, but there are many people that are putting pictures on Twitter. One mistake will kill you, of the fall foliage. So I hope you'll make plans to attend. Another thing here, folks, I don't like to promote this, and I've only done it twice thus far, so this will be the third request. When we go to the St. Benedict Center, I despite what some of you may think because of the way other people do this, I do not go there and hand Brother Andre Marie a bill for thousands of dollars of honoraria and demand this and demand that. I stay in the priory just like the brothers do. I am happy to, but I do have to get myself there. So, we'll set a sales table up to offset some of our expenses, and we have some great stuff to vend there. This is not a profit-making adventure for me or for any of us here. All we hope is that we break even, that we're able to go and broadcast these wonderful talks and just the atmosphere of the St. Benedict Center Conference to aid and assist our brothers and sisters, the slaves to the Immaculate Heart, and not lose our shirts. So as part of that, I want to thank listener S.C. Iceman for providing my hotel stays for the time before and after the conference in Boston. And I will be broadcasting live on Thursday morning. So the only day I'm going to miss because of travel is going to be Wednesday. But we have other expenses, and that's the air travel and the ground transportation and all that. I have a crowdfunding page up. Please go visit it at mikechurch.com/shop. It hasn't even got to the halfway point, which is kind of embarrassing because it's been up a week. But be that as it may, I'm sure Our Lady always takes care of these things. I don't stress out over it. but we have laid the dough out for most of the expenses. And by the by, that includes the trip to the Angelus press conference, but you've already seen some of the fruit for that. My interview with the Reverend Sean Kilcawley is on the Acting All Crusadery blog. My interview with Dr. Brian McCall, the editor of Catholic Family News, is on the Acting All Crusadery blog. I've got an interview with Dr. John Rao that you're going on here. You know what his title is? How the Effect of Protestantism on the Family. Brilliant stuff from Dr. Rao. You're going to hear my interview with Dr. Rao. I interviewed also Brother Bernard of the Silver Creek Monastery and Sister Jacinta Maria, the Little Sisters of St. Francis, right there in, near St. Mary's in Kansas. So I still have some expenses to offset. Again, these is part of the missionary apostolate work that I do here on your behalf. Well, if you had any gun and you wouldn't have to beg for money, jerk. Okay, yeah, true.